Okay, Perek Yutet is Eov's response. And as we mentioned, the responses are getting shorter because there's less to say to each other. And here in this response, you notice also that it's only one perek. It's very short. And the content that's missing is that as opposed to the earlier speeches of Eov, here he does not turn to God. And I think he doesn't turn to God because he's given up. He is despaired of hope, of thinking that something can be fixed. The overwhelming emotion that you hear here from Eov is about his loneliness. The difference, though, between Eov and Bildad, Bildad also spoke about how the rush is extinguished and lonely, right? But Eov doesn't believe it's happening because of his sins. He believes it's happening because of the way he's being treated. And as we saw earlier, the way he's being treated by God, the way he's being treated by them, the way he's being treated by the two of them together. Let's take a look. Perek Yutet. Vayahan Eov vayomar. Ad ono togyun nafshi utidak un nani vamilim. How long are you going to sadden me and crush me with your words? Ze eser peamim tachlimuni. Why he says it's 10 times. Maybe there, you know, other things that have been going on here. These 10 times you've humiliated me. Lo tevoshu tachkaruli. Are you not ashamed of acting this way to me, your friend, acting towards me as some foreign person? The af amnam. Shagiti, even if I made a mistake, iti talin mishugati. My mistakes are within me. If I made a mistake, they're within me. I don't need you to come and attack me over them. Im amnam alai tagdilu. Though you try to, you know, to jump me, to be greater than me, to overwhelm me, vatochichu alai cherpati. You try to prove, you know, my embarrassment, my disgrace. Du efo, you should know. Ki Eloah iftani umitsudo alai takif. You should know that the real truth is that it's God who has wronged me and who has surrounded me with his net. Umitsudo alai hikif. I think here Eov is responding to Bildad, who talked about the Russia getting caught in his net. The net of the feet he walks on, the net of others who bring him in. Eov agrees that he is being ensnared in a net. He just believes it's a net that God has cast for him. Hein etzak chamas, v'lo e'aneh. If I were to protest against what's being done to me, it's unfair, it's wicked, I'm not going to be answered. Ashava v'ein mishpat. I plead, and there's no case, no court case, there's no justice, meaning we heard him pleading earlier to be judged, to have a day in court. He's not having it. Orchi gadar v'lo e'avar. My path has been fenced in and I can't pass it. V'al nativotai choshech yasim. And darkness has been placed on my path. Now again, he's responding to Bildad, who talked about how the Rasha's light extinguishes itself, becomes dark. He agrees that his path has become dark. But again, the question is where that darkness has come from. Kvodi me'alai efshit, my honor has been stripped from me. Vayasar ateret roshi, and my crown of my head, which means a person's confidence, glory, presence has been taken from me, has been removed. Itetzeni saviv, I'm smashed from all sides, ve'elach, and I go with this, vayasar ke'etz tikvati, and my hope has been uprooted like a tree. Vayachar alai apo, he has expressed his anger with me, vayachshaveni lo kitzarav, and he's treated me like his adversary, like his enemy. Yachad yavo gdudav, his regiments came on me together. We heard how attacks all happened at once. Vayasolu alai darkam, and they took their path towards me, vayachanu saviv lo ali, and they encamped around my tent. All this is about the suffering that's happened to him. Let's see the major next step in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Achai me'alai hirchik. My brothers he distanced from me. V'yodai and those who knew me, achzaro mimeni. They've become estranged from me. So again, there's two levels to Eov's suffering and what he understands God to have done to him. The first is what he did to him objectively, and he's ensnared by a trap, and his life is darkness, and it's full of suffering. But the second part that he's beginning here in Pasuk Yud Gimel is about his isolation. fact that his friends, relatives, no longer feel comfortable with him. And again, this is part of the fact that these people, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, speaking have been this way. Chadlu krovai. Those close to me, my krovim, have ceased to be such. Umi yudai shechuni. And those who knew me have forgotten me. Garei veiti va'am hotai lizar tachshavuni. Those who live in my house and my servants, they see me as a czar, as a stranger. Nochri hayiti b'neihem. I'm a foreigner in their eyes. Le'avdi karati. I call out to my servant who used to answer my call. V'lo yana, he doesn't answer. V'mo piyat chanen lo. Though I beg to him, though I cry out to him. Ruchi zara l'ishti. Who I've become is foreign to my wife. V'chanoti livnei vitni. And, you know, those who were around me, how they see me on the most personal level. Right? I do my best, I'm mitchanein, to my own offspring to try and recognize me, but they don't. Gam evilim ma'asubi. Even the fools, even the wicked, they despise me. Akuma v'yidabrubi, they speak against me. Who are the people speaking against him? The Reim. Ti'avuni komite sodi. People find disgust in me. Those who were my confidants, mete sodi, v'ze'ahavti nepchubi. And those I loved have turned against me. V'ori u'bivsari davka atzmi. I escaped just with the skin of my own flesh, my own bones. V'et malta b'or shinai. I have escaped by the skin of my teeth. V'et malta b'or shinai. That's where that phrase comes from. Escaped by the skin of my teeth. Meaning, and what it means is, all I have is myself, my bones and my skin. I've lost everyone and everything. And therefore, he turns to the friends and says, Pasuk Chavalef, Chanuni, Chanuni, Atem Re'ai. Have pity on me. Ki Yad Eloha Nagavi. Really, what he's responding to about them is, there's two ways to look at how at Eliyahu's situation. One is, he's an evil guy, and we have to tell him off. The other is, he's a victim. Poor guy. Look what God has done to him. And we need to be there to sympathize with him, to encourage him, to be there with him, to understand what he's going through. And the biggest part of the problem is that people don't understand what he's going through. And they don't sympathize with him, recognizing that he's a victim, which is, on the most basic level, why he's alone. When you're going through such a situation and you know what it is, but no one understands and no one's willing to believe you and no one can relate to you that way and they just relate to you as some crazy person, so that makes you very alone. And that's understandable why distance develops between you and all those people. Lama tirdefuni chmoel. Why do you pursue me like a god? Meaning you, the friends, why do you act the same way God is acting towards me? You're not satisfied by my flesh, you want to eat more. Mi tain efo. Efo v'yikatfun milai. Halavai, my words could be written down. Mi yitain basefer. They could be in a book v'yuchaku and be engraved. Be'ed barzel v'ofaret. With an iron pen and lead. La'ad forever, but suri chatzavun. They should be ingrained in rock. V'ani adati go'ali chai v'acharon alafar yakum. I know, I have to believe that my Redeemer lives and he'll be the final one. He'll outlast all of this. He believes that I'll see it for myself. I will see my Redeemer. I will see my God at some point. From my flesh I will see God. Does he mean from his suffering he sees God's presence, because there's no way he could be suffering this way if it's not from God? Is it that even in his flesh he hopes and believes that he'll see God? Asherani echazeli, v'enai ra'u velozar, kalilu kiliotai b'cheki. I see for myself, my eyes have seen it, not as strangers. My kidneys have been destroyed within me. And the reason he's seen it personally is because he's feeling it personally. There's no one who can appreciate the greatness of God as much as a person who's experiencing it, sometimes experiencing it through suffering that's inconceivable. Ki tomru manir daflo. You should say, perhaps you should say, why do we attack him? Bishorish davar nimtzabi. The root of it is with me. Meaning, do you ever second guess to ask why we're attacking him if he's really the story? It's not a theoretical thing that we're debating. So I take this position, you attack that position. I am Exhibit A. Do you attack Exhibit A? Guru lachem ipnei cherev. You should be afraid of the sword. Ki chema avonot cherev. Because the anger expressed at sins is the sword. That kind of punishment. Laman teidun shaddai. So that you should know either God or punishment. Meaning, the first part is Iyov describing his situation, attributing it to God, asking for mercy from his friends, and then warning them that they'll get an onesh because Iyov believes that there is a Redeemer and the Redeemer is going to vindicate him. The next speech is so far in Perek Chof, and we will see where we go from here.